Okay, everybody please stand. I spoke too soon, did I? I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, with its words will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I pledge allegiance to the Christian God, and to the Savior whose kingdom is saved. One Savior, crucified, risen and again, and wide liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all. Church, I would like, after service, we need to have a, we need to talk a few minutes, okay? Got some stuff that needs to, we didn't expect, it needs to be done, needs to be done, so. We'll take care of that afterwards, okay? All right. Earliest, Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Bug, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy, Matthews and family, Frank and Luann, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, and Abby. So that's the ones I got on the prayer list. Is there, anybody got anything else?
I just wanted to say, Lord, for saving me and thanking the Lord for everything He does for us. Lord, we come in the belly of the congregation to thank you for praying for her. She's the inmate.
All right.
She's back to work this Wednesday. Because the doctor put it out last week because of the flu. And she's back this Wednesday back to work. Just keep praying for my life. I don't know, okay. Remember reading the 24th that I had to go to a MRI for my old children and thanking for blessing my family members, Catholic, my niece and the different brothers that saved.
Baby, you don't know.
The Lord's blessing is blessed. Matthew and Christina, and so far she's carried it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. The Lord's part of it. Because the other ones might not be here for those 20 months.
Yeah. And how far along is she?
Yeah, we've been waiting on them to come back. We wanted to let them tell the church, and they come back last Sunday night.
So I'm sorry.
That's okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, it feels hard for us not to say anything.
How many grandchildren?
No, that'd be number 11.
That'd be 11.
That'll be 11. And as far as living here with us, and then all together, I guess.
17. Would have been 17.
Oh, wow.
You wish. Yep. You wish. Yes. I wish I could have been. So,
Anyone else this morning? Okay, if not, I'll kill this in the prayer. Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this place that you give us to come and worship. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and we just pray that you watch over us. God, we just pray that you bless us as we try to do the improvements in the church. Lord, that help us to be able to do what needs to be done and turn out to be pleasing to you, Lord. We just pray, God, that you'll be blessed with what's done. And God, we just pray, Lord, bless, touch each one that's here this morning. We pray for the blessed that are at home. God, we pray, Lord, that you'll touch each one that's on our prayer list. Lord, you know each heart, each need. You know why they're on that list. God, we just pray, Lord, that you'll intervene on each one. God, we pray this morning, Lord, for the ones that's been spoken requests, Lord, as well, that you will bless them and help them. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just bless this little church, that you just use us for your glory and your honor. And God, that you watch over and protect it and supply its needs. And God, we pray that you just bless the services this morning. Help us as we stand and pray the bread of life. Lord, we pray for each one of the saints this morning. Bless us in their life. And God, we just pray that you just ever be with us, lead us and guide us. Help us in every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus says the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in sinful faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it is sweet to trust in Jesus, just from seeing ourselves to cease, just from Jesus life and bread and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, pray.
Hallelujah.
Savior is in the world today. I know that he is living the world
I can say.
I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. In his big time I need him. He always is near. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me. The Lord has narrowed
and be in his house this morning.
Amen.
Thanking him for all his blessings. He gives it to me every day.
Amen.
He's all I need when I just need someone that does too. He's always there to hear my prayer. Each time I call him and all I need, he will supply my thirsty soul and satisfy, because he is the Lord all of us. He's all I need. He comes for me when I worry. He see every pain, feel my deep in lonely tired and tired again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart, concentration, is my everything. He's all I need. He's all I need. I need no turn to any other, because he's a friend. A friend is
for my soul. Something happened and one of he touched me and made me whole.
Amen.
Sing, I met this blessed Savior. Sing, he cleansed me, made me whole. I will never sink into praising and child of what eternity roll. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and all day the flow of my soul. Something happened and blessed in tuning, Jesus is mine. Oh, God, for taste there the glory divine. Hear of salvation, put yours to God, for in his spirit is watching his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Amen.
Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision or rapture, not burden my sight. I'm just descending, bring from above, issues of mercies, words of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, all in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Thank you.
just get the introductions in today, as far as this morning of our message this morning. I'll have to finish it up tonight and maybe Wednesday. But we're going to be in the book of Acts chapter 26. Acts 26. King Agrippa, I believe this morning, is one of the best examples of a testimony in someone who is trying to witness to someone and to bring them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done. And we know the story of King Agrippa and Paul and how, you know, King Agrippa did say, Paul, thou almost persuaded me to be a Christian. And church, you know, I mean, it broke Paul's heart, I think, that, you know, King Agrippa didn't become a Christian, that, you know, he didn't get saved. But we can't let it be a discouragement when we are witnessing to someone and them just plain flat pushes us out. No. We can't make that be a discouragement and to stop us from witnessing to someone else, because the next person that you're in contact with might receive Him because of your witness. And if you get discouraged and you don't witness to people, then maybe someone that would have might not have had the opportunity because we give up. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not the way people get saved. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's how it works. That we try to do our testimony, us trying to present the Lord Jesus Christ, to spread that gospel to the world. Sometimes, folks, it is hard and it is discouraging, and no matter how good your testimony may be, or no matter how much you put into trying to do it, they just might simply say, I will not.
Yeah.
I won't. And we see the perfect example, not only the King Agrippa, but we find here that also Festus, and I think the other one was Bernice or something like that, Bernice, whatever his name was. But, we find that, all the people that was around Paul during his testimony don't show that where any of them come to realize and come to knowledge of the Lord. So we're going to start reading verse number 1 and kind of go through, like I said, it might take me on in Wednesday to get through it all this, but we'll see what the Lord happens. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself. Now, Paul's given the opportunity here to plead his case. Now, keep in mind, he is here standing before King Agrippa, being charged by the Jews. I make myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day, because before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. Now, we find here that Paul is on like trial because the Jews is brought up against him, just like they did Jesus. Like in the other apostles, they, you know, make complaints and stuff, and, you know, Paul ain't no better than Jesus, is he? He's going through the same thing, being accused of the Jews. Especially because I know thee to be an expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews, wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. Now Paul's pointing out to King Agrippa, I know you know our customs. You know things. You're expert. But I want you to listen to me patiently. And folks, right there is a key when we are trying to witness to someone. We need to try to make sure that we have their full attention. That, you know, their mind ain't on other things, wondering. You know, let's say we're trying to witness to someone during a crisis. Sometimes their mind is more on the crisis than on what you're saying. You know, a lot of times we try to help people through a crisis by trying to comfort them with the Word of God. You take someone who is, you know, someone sick or been in an accident, you know, something where, you know, it might be not necessarily life-threatening, but it's serious enough that it needs their attention. But, you know, sometimes we try to give witness to those people. We try to comfort them with the Word of God. And they might not be quite hearing everything you say because, you know, they're worried about what's going on with their crisis. You know, rather than be someone sick, hurt. It could be, you know, could be someone, you know, not someone sick, but, you know, some kind of little thing that has happened that has caused a tragedy in their life. It might not even be someone sick or something, you know. I mean, all kinds of things happen in life. You know, but, you know, trying to make sure that when we are witnessing to someone, that they're kind of listening. And, you know, Paul says here, hear me patiently. Have patience with me. Listen to what I say. Let those words sink into your heart. And, you know, during a crisis, sometimes it's hard to get somebody to listen.
Yep.
But, you know, there's one thing we've got to keep in mind, too. We need to be patient with the situation as well. In other words, don't get all excited. Hey, I'm trying to tell you something here that's going to help you. You ain't listening. You know, sometimes that might not be the right tone of voice. And again, it may be. Again, that falls back. What is the Spirit of God leading you in this situation? Right now, the Spirit of God is leading Paul and is telling King Agrippa, please be patient with me. Listen to me attentively. Amen?
Yeah.
No matter which was from the first among my own nation, at Jerusalem, know all the Jews. Now, Paul speaks to get into a testimony here that starts way before the Damascus Road. Speaks and starts on what he was prior. And sometimes we don't lie to talk about what we were prior to what when we got saved. Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it might not be so bad. We're just ordinary people. We could have just been ordinary people that just got saved. It was just lost, and what we did wasn't really all that aside or very important. But Paul is now starting to his testimony. And I knew, which knew me from the beginning, and when I testified that after the most straightest seat said of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee. I lived a Pharisee. And he's telling them that's what he was. He was a Pharisee. And we find in the study of Paul, that's what he was. He was of the Sanhedrin. And now I stand and judge by the hope of the promise made under God unto our fathers. There's a change there, ain't there? Unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come, for which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be, though, a thing incredible with you, that God shall raise the dead? I verily thought through myself that I ought to do any contrary things contrary to the name of Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did shut up in prison, have received authority from chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them all, every synagogue, and compelled them to blame. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Now Paul's telling King Agrippa what he was before his Damascus Road experience. I was a Pharisee. I brought my voice up against Christians. Those that followed Jesus, I would find them. I would persecute them. I would bring my voice against them that they'd be thrown in prison or die. This is what I did. This is what I was. Sometimes, folks, it's hard for us to tell someone else, hey, I used to live right where you do, in sin. I was a sinner. It's hard to admit that, ain't it? It is for me because I'm ashamed. Because I'm ashamed of what I was, what I did. There's things in my life, folks, that I did, that I am completely ashamed of what I did. But I know they're under the blood. I've been forgiven for them.
Yeah.
But it's something I don't really want. There's things in my life that I will not tell you that I've done. When I was a sinner. People to die because I lifted my voice against them. They were in prison because I did what I did. I went out looking for them, and It ain't like they come looking for me. But you know, things are, in verse 12, he's going to start giving a testimony. Let's see here. Wherefore upon, as I went to Damascus, an authority of the commission from the chief priest. In other words, I had the permission to do what I've done. Or what I was once sent to Damascus to do. And that's to find him that was in the way of Jesus Christ. That followed after him and persecuted him. But you know, God can change anybody, folks.
Yeah.
He changed me. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. If he can forgive me of what the things I've done in my life, glory to God, he can forgive anybody. Amen. I want to stop right there because I'll get into the Damascus Road thing tonight. But like I said, it's just kind of opened this up this morning. But glory to God. Folks, just because in life we did things that as a sinner, God forgives us. When we ask Him to forgive us, He forgave us.
Yeah.
It's under the blood.
Christian, I don't want to wait long enough.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, preacher had, if the truth be known, we all do.
Yeah.
All of us do. But folks, we're not. God, then He did when He saved us, we weren't perfect. We're not perfect. But you know, this makes us look hard at ourselves as we begin to try. You know, there's people that we are going to, witness to that knows us when we were yet sinners and know what we've done. And they're going to say, how can this be? You did this stuff and now you're saying it's wrong. Well, it's because I've been saved. I've been shown that it was wrong. Before, it might not have been revealed to me that what I was doing was all that wrong. That's the way we like to put it. Not all that wrong. You know, wrong's wrong, regardless.
Yep.
But we'll come back tonight and we'll hit this again. All right. Where's your name first?
Know all about us, Lord, and that you love us and care about us, Lord, and your eyes are always upon us, Lord, you're always thinking about us, Lord, you're always there to take care of us, Lord, very present help, time of trouble, Lord, we just pray you just help us to go home, be thankful to you, Lord, to get our heart and mind upon you, Lord, to come back tonight, watch over us and keep us safe, Lord, and give the preacher what you have for us.
Y'all just be seated just for a minute. Let me get these cameras off.